Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Andres von Bulow is our guest for the next hour. We're very honored to have this esteemed guest with us. He is a German writer, lawyer, former SPD politician. He has been working on books about intelligence agencies, including In the Name of the State, CIA, BND, and the Criminal Machinations of Secret Services. He has also written a book that's been a bestseller in Germany, The CIA on September 11th. He possesses a doctorate in jurisprudence. He served as the secretary, state secretary in the German Federal Ministry of Defense, 1976 to 1980, and Minister for Research and Technology, 1980 to 82, both during Chancellor Helmut Schmidt's administration, and was regarded as a rising star of German politics at the time. He served for 25 years as an SPD member of the German Parliament until 94. In the late 80s and early 90s, he served as the Parliamentary Committee on Intelligence Services. This committee supervised German intelligence agencies and has access to classified information. Hence, he knows all about government-sponsored terror. In the early 80s, von Bulow also served as SPD ranking member in the investigative committee, a task that led him to inquire into white-collar crime in connection with Eastern Intelligence Services, and later also into the labels criminal activities of Western Intelligence Services. It goes on, and it is great to have him back on with us. Mr. von Bulow, thank you for coming on.
Hello. Good evening.
It's good to have you here. We're about to break.
Oh, good evening. In your time, it's before.
It is afternoon, but it is evening. What is it, about 9 o'clock your time?
8 o'clock.
Okay. Well, we're honored to have you with us. We're about to break in about 3 minutes, but just give us a preview, Mr. von Bulow. What are you going to be covering today? What do you think's most important as the 9/11 black op attacks unravel?
The attacks unravel. I didn't understand the last sentence.
The 9/11 fable is unraveling. What do you think is most important now?
Well, most important now is to gain the majority with people doubting the official version. It's a conspiracy theory handled by the government, but it's totally false, and we have to look through and know what has happened. And I now firmly believe that the government was involved in this 9/11 business.
You know, you were one of the first people with your credentials, a major, government cabinet official and the multiple positions you've held in German cabinet to expose 9/11. Now we've seen the former Italian president. We've seen number three in the Blair government. We've seen Jesse Ventura. We've seen movie stars, best actress. It is a tidal wave of awakening. Do you agree?
Yes, and I think and a lot of experts in all these fields which were involved at 9/11, whether they the FAA or the military, the Air Force, and so on and so on, everybody gave testimony, very knowledgeable about what happened, and that the official story couldn't stand.
Absolutely. Well, today I'd like to go through why you originally, from your training in intelligence and in technology and in defense and in government and investigating intelligence agency crimes, to talk about 9/11 and why you believe they did it, why they were involved, who you now identify, who Andres von Bulow believes were involved in the attacks, since you haven't been on with us for almost 5 years, and then where you think an investigation should go, where it should arise from, and then generally about the books you've written, not just about 9/11, but about government-sponsored terror and intelligence agency corruption itself.
Mm-hmm.
And before we go to break, are there any particular web addresses, websites you'd like to give out?
No, I don't have a special website. We have a Germany website, but not specially on 9/11. But covering the whole affair, including what's now going on in Tibet.
Well, stay there. I want to hear about this on the other side, and we'll give out that web address for our guest and post it on InfoWars.com. We'll be right back. Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hey there, this is your radio talking.
Have you noticed how every type of gadget these days requires some specific type of battery? It doesn't matter what kind of gadget you're using. We all take different sizes and types of batteries. That's where BatteryStation.com comes in. More like battery heaven. BatteryStation.com has every type of battery you can think of at extreme low prices. BatteryStation.com has your powering needs covered. Whether it's a hard-to-find battery that your local stores don't carry, laptop batteries, computer backup batteries, BatteryStation.com has it all. You'll also find high-tech LED flashlights from Surefire, Streamlight, Pelican. Find headlamps, knives, and much more. BatteryStation.com also carries super tough, crush-proof, waterproof, and airtight hard cases for your camera, cell phone, laptop computer, and more. Be sure to check out all the bulk specials and closeout deals. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Joining us from Germany, where it's 8 o'clock in the evening, Andres von Bülow. For those stations that just joined us, former Federal Minister of Defense, former head of research and technology. He also in Parliament headed up the committee that oversaw the intelligence agencies. He has written several best-selling books. One of them is The CIA on September 11th, Die CIA Under, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. And you can get that all over Europe. It's in many different languages, unfortunately not translated into English. Sir, you've got the floor. Why did you first question the official story? What have you learned since then, now saying you officially believe it's an inside job? And then how do we stop them from committing more attacks and bring them to justice?
I first I wrote a book about using terror as a pretext to wage war, and we had this clash of civilization written by Mr. Hunt, Professor Huntington out of Harvard, and he said all the people on the of the Western world need, after the Soviet Union has gone, a new enemy. And I think this was one of the first signals long before the 9/11 situation. And then happened World Trade Center 1, I think in 1993 or something like that. And We now know that the FBI was totally informed what was going on, that there would be a terror attack, that were there Muslims living in New Jersey and guided by a guy who worked together with the FBI, and the FBI and this guy, they agreed that there will be an attack on World Trade Center at the first World Trade Center in 1993, that the bomb would be built by these Muslims, but at the latest moment the bomb should have been made unworkable,
deactivated.
Deactivated. And the FBI in the last minute didn't do that. They knew perfectly what would go on. And there you had six people dead. And I think about 1,000 wounded. This was the first attack on the World Trade Center. Then you had this Oklahoma situation where it's totally impossible that this agricultural bomb would be able to destroy this federal building. Everybody who is an expert knows this. An American general who worked on this explosive fields for I think 10 years.
Former head of Air Force Weapons Development, an actual engineer.
That's right, yeah. And he said it's totally impossible. This kind of agricultural bomb cannot bring about this devastation. But he was thrown out of the court. He was thrown out of the investigation. So I was already... I thought there is a way to bring about the clash with the whole Muslim world.
You already were analyzing the situation, working in intelligence and other areas, and so you already saw it coming.
Yeah, so I was aware that probably there's something is wrong about this. I didn't knew what was wrong, but I said, well, wait, we are looking on the behavior of the government, clearing the situation before, during, and after 9/11. And this was so strange with these 19 Muslims, which they found out within hours. They couldn't have known them. Then later on we knew that a lot of them came into your country by visas given by them from secret services. Probably the CIA.
Yeah, that's a big point. The heads
so
of the
they were protected to coming in. Part of them joined the American military, and the military was not able to clear the situation. Then you have this fantastic NOAAD system in on the eastern part of the United States, which didn't work. Before you had, 67 interceptions by military aircrafts going up and clearing the situation.
That was just in the year before, yes.
Yeah, sure, in the year before it worked perfectly, but on the morning of 9/11 it didn't work, and there were four or five exercises going on, air exercises, which totally interrupted the normal procedures. But the government didn't anything to clear the situation after it happened. I think it was the most horrible failures of the American government, and the Bush government is not willing to find out what really went wrong on this day. And then you have these fighter airplanes going up, and they are with very low velocity. They didn't find this the enemy, and four times at this day nothing worked. The FAA didn't work really, and the NORAD didn't work. They didn't work together. Bush, changed the way how to deal with this kind of situation.
That's right. Dick Cheney, 2.5 months before.
Suddenly, Dick Cheney was in charge, and not the normal run of affairs. So a lot of very strange things.
Yeah, that's a key point, Andres von Bülow. Let's stop right there. 2.5 months before, he signs an order since 1957 when NORAD was set up. the default by the generals and even their officers under them is they have the authorization if the craft doesn't follow orders or is endangering civilian areas, they shoot it down. Cheney took the power away from the generals 2.5 months before, and Bush massed 44,000 U.S. troops, 18,000 British troops around Afghanistan and put the carriers there and signed the launch order to attack Afghanistan the day before 9/11. How suspicious is that?
Sure. And the same is true of Iraq. It was long before decided to attack Iraq. And 9/11, they begin telling this stupid story that Saddam Hussein was involved with Al-Qaeda. He was an enemy of Al-Qaeda, and Al-Qaeda, if Al-Qaeda is existing, probably it's a construct of the...
Now they say Iran is Al-Qaeda when they're Shiite.
Sure, they try to find the stupidity of the population to believe them.
Well, we are pretty dumb, but please continue with the points that made you question, and you now say you do know they were involved, and then I want to talk about why you think they did it and how you think they really did it. We know the official story's a lie, but
stupidly they have written it down in this New American Century. Where Cheney was involved, where Jeb Bush was involved, where Pearl was involved, and all these guys running the government, and they said we have to tell the American population that there is no peace dividend. We can't cut down our military outlays. We have to bring them up very strongly up. We have to wage a kind of not a war, but
preemptive.
We have to prepare to certify that the United States is running the world affairs for the next century, and therefore we have to fight. And we have to pay for the military industrial complex, and there they said, well, it will be difficult to tell this the American people because they would like to have the peace dividend, but if something is happening like Pearl Harbor, where the population were thrown into total different direction than they thought before would be wise, and were able and willing to fight World War II. If this kind of thing will happen, the whole scenery will change. And now we have
neocons. I don't know if you saw this last year, writing syndicated columns saying 9/11 was wonderful. We need another one. I mean, why did and then Gary Hart wrote a letter to Iran last year saying the U.S. government stages attacks. You better back off. Did you see that?
No, but I see the scenery. Yeah, it's still.
Why are they
dangerous.
So arrogant, though? You've worked at the highest levels of government. I mean, I've never seen such arrogant out in the open people. They basically admit they've done it.
Yeah, I don't know, because Iran, you know, Iraq has oil. Iran has oil. Then the dismemberization of the former Soviet Union of Russia. It's all going on with the same background, helping and bringing about disputes and more kind of situations. I think if you look at the not on the democratic side of the American government system, if you look at the empire system, then you have always these fake elements. You have this in the first American Spanish War with the destruction of the Maine. You have the same thing in the First World War with the Lusitania. This was a job which was handled mostly.
Stay there. I want to talk about the history of staged events with Andres von Bülow, former Defense Secretary of Germany, former technology minister of Germany, and he was also in the oversight of the intelligence agencies. He's Andres von Bülow. And he's written the book, The CIA and 9/11. We're going to come back and break it down for you, ladies and gentlemen. We're honored to have him.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Days are here, my friends. Andres von Bülow is our guest, author of The CIA on September 11th. And then we have Gulf of Tonkin, as you were listening, to get us into Vietnam and the USS Liberty. Now declassified, that Israel did attack the ship on purpose to try to sink it to blame it on Egypt. That just came out last year. Chicago Tribune. Please continue, sir. Yes, please continue with, you were giving examples of government-sponsored terror.
Well, I would add that one of the very strange thing on 9/11 after the aircraft hit the towers, was the insert version of these dancing or laughing Palestinians. This was so fantastically just in time that I was very doubtful whether this has a real background. And later on, it was very interesting that the former vice Bürgermeister of Jerusalem told the public that the Israeli Defense Ministry sent a camera team over on the Palestinian side, and they gave candies to the public, and the public was laughing, and this was put on TV, and immediately with 9/11 it was mixed with these horrible pictures. So in the PR situation, it was prepared, and it was very strange. And then I think, as you all know, the free fall velocity of the falling of the not only the both towers, also the World Trade Center number 7, which was not hit by a plane, is extremely strange. It could not happen, as the government is telling us. So I think history teaches us that wars are always started with lies. By the government starting this war, they want always to blame the other side in order to get a rectification of what they are doing. So we have always to be extremely skeptical if something has happened, like in the perhaps in the Persian Gulf might something happen, or for example the Vincennes, the American destroyer Vincennes. They shoot down an Airbus over the Persian Gulf, I think, 20 years ago. They should have known that there is a normal civil aviation going on. They said they couldn't distinguish a small air fighter with merit military aims from a huge body aircraft, and they shoot it down. And this was one of the reasons probably Lockerbie happened, because Iran stroke back. And so you have always this trying to bring situation where the population are getting upset and willing to go to war and to give a free hand to their government.
Mr. Von Bülow, in the short segment we've got and a long one coming up, can you talk about the psychology? We know military psychology of where a general will put 1,000 troops in a gorge or a valley to bring in an enemy, a larger force, to reveal themselves, sacrificing the pawn, symbolized by the 1,000 troops, to then bring in his troops to win the battle. And it's that mindset of end justifies the means justifies the ends, that Machiavellian system, where we do have these people running our government that would think nothing of killing 3,000 citizens for this larger hegemonic empire.
Well, I laughed when I was with the Ministry of Defense. I laughed about psychological warfare. It was doing some things on the inner German border, raising balloons with material which the wind was blowing over, or other things like that. But psychological warfare is extremely important, and it's a kind of military affair. If you are planning a war, or if you have a battle before you as a military commander, you know you probably will lose a third or half of your men. But you will win, or you hope to win, and to win not only the battle but the whole war.
That's my point. Is the 3,000 dead were seen as collateral damage?
I mean, what came out from the American government, unfortunately, was within I think 48 hours that Cheney was the first giving this word, that there is a generation long war.
Stay there. Okay. Stay there. Fine. We'll be right back with Andres von Bülow.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
USCivilFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USCivilFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3 by 5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents, including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at USCivilFlags.org. That's USCivilFlags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
You can trace every disease, every illness, and every ailment to mineral deficiency. That is a quote from two-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling. Because fruits and vegetables in their raw form are better absorbed, retained, and utilized than if heated, the Champion Juicer is the best way to get your nutrients your body craves. The Champion Juicer chews the fibers and breaks up the cells of vegetables and fruits. This gives you more fiber, enzymes, vitamins, and trace minerals. Juicing a combination of raw fruits and vegetables is documented to not only treat minor illness, but also is shown to reverse once thought incurable life-threatening diseases. Juicing with the Champion Juicer also promotes fast, healthy weight loss and pure body cleansing. Put the Champion Juicer to work for you and your family. Get creative with your juicer and add a grain mill attachment to make your own healthy, fresh flour. The Champion Juicer also makes great nut butters and frozen sorbets. The world's finest juicer, it's Champion Juicer. Ask for it at your favorite health food store or online today.
Someday, cancer, diabetes, and poor health may disrupt your life. Are you going to be the one in four who gets cancer in their lifetime? Well, now you can set aside your worries and offset that chance with AlcaVita. AlcaVita is a pure elemental liquid silicon that is high in oxygen and highly alkaline to help balance our acidic lifestyles. Fast food and unhealthy habits contribute to excess acid and undesirable effects that lay foundations of disease and poor health. Do you remember the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Those words of wisdom are true. Your body heals itself when eating well. Rather than fighting the effects of chemicals like corn syrup, sugar, preservatives, and other unpronounceable ingredients, your body is the best pharmacy in the world, and with AlcaVita, it can help your body naturally neutralize excess body acid and help hydrate your body, promoting the energized, healthier you. Go to AlcaVitaHealth.com. That's A-L-K-A-V-I-T-A Health.com, or call 800-651-4011. That's 800-651-4011.
Thankful that Andres Amulo is sharing this much time with us today. I want to be clear with listeners who haven't studied military history. It is part of the military history, just like World War One, at some battles where they'd lose 10,000 people a day to just feed troops into a meat grinder. And that mindset then translates into, oh, well, it's better for our people to run the empire and for America's future if we go ahead and kill 3,000 and blame it on these enemies. That's how Hitler started World War II with Poland was attacking their own radio station at Gliwice. Governments do this over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. They're very cold-blooded, but to be clear, the people running our country could care less about U.S. sovereignty. They're actually using us as their front. Mr. Von Bulow, do you agree that we have this multinational Anglo-American establishment / Israel that are in control of our military-industrial complex, the intelligence agencies firmly ensconced, and that they're using the U.S.'s good name and basically using the U.S. as an engine or as a mindless drone to carry out their activities?
I think you have enough Americans joining this whole game. It's not necessary to blame it on Israel. Israel is perhaps interested to change things in the Near East, and there is a conversion of thinking. But let me stop you and be clear. American elite, a huge amount of the American elite are behind this policy. And if you really look at both parties in the Congress, it's a bipartisan policy. So I doubt whether there is a real, if it comes down to a final combat, that the elite of both parties are behind this kind of world leadership. If it would be wise, I wouldn't have any problem with Americans or the American state governing the world. But this kind of policy, where you could easily buy your oil, and it's not necessary to occupy all these countries which have oil and throw them in huge civil wars which are with horrible effects.
Mr. Von Mueller, let me be clear about my belief. I said Anglo-American establishment first, and then Israel certainly is a cheerleader involved in it and lobbying for it. I'm not singling Israel out there. I'm saying who is it? It's England. It's the U.S. It's mainly Israel, isn't it, that is supporting the wars that grew out of 9/11.
Well, they are joining, but I think that the main center of thinking about this has been around the neocons with their papers on the new American century and the outlets for defense. There you have written down what would happen, even the showing out of Saddam Hussein and all these kind of things. The partition of Iraq is one of the points which they are try to follow. I think Iraq, there is a day-to-day war going on, or civil war, and with American troops. But the real thing is that I think five huge bases are already built within Iraq, away from all these settlements, where the American military can stay for decades.
As Dick Cheney and now, of course, Bush and, of course, McCain say they want to stay 100 years, and you're right, both parties are for the war. It doesn't matter if 80%+ of Americans are against it. They are going to continue that. So that's my next question for you. You have unusual knowledge as being the head of technology, the head of defense, over in intelligence, having all these different hats you've worn, exposing corruption. I would like you to give us your assessment, Mr. Von Bulow, on where you think they're going. Is their program stalling? Are they in trouble? Do you think that this crime complex, this global oligarchy, this corporatism that controls our government, do you think they're going to stage more attacks? Do you think they're going to fail in Iraq? I mean, where do you see things going?
I think they tried to fulfill the program, but they are running against huge troubles because the money is running out. America lives at the moment from a day-to-day necessity to get, I think, 80% of all savings around the globe, from Japan, from China, from Germany, from everywhere. And at the moment, the dollar is falling, and people are very reluctant to continue with this. And if you don't have this kind of money, you can only go further with this war with huge amount of inflation, which again is weakening the dollar. So I think I don't know what these kind they are running against the wall probably, and everything is falling apart.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I hate to keep using.
Probably Cheney and these kind of people are thinking, well, if we succeed in getting more and more and more oil land under our sovereignty, perhaps we find a way out. But I'm very doubtful whether this addition is going out.
Well, I agree with your assessment, Mr. Von Bulow, that they have a lot of hubris. They're stalling. like Napoleon in Russia or Hitler in Russia, the analogies just continue. Or you can see the United States kind of like the Soviet Union, whose aggression is starting to stall as it did in the 1980s, and you know, it's fomenting of revolutions. Where do you see the United States in a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years? A, B, could the neocons snatch victory from the jaws of defeat by staging a thermonuclear, quote, Al-Qaeda attack or releasing a bioweapon as a way to fully, because all we see them doing is mobilizing fascism, building concentration camps, that's mainstream news, building FEMA camps in the U.S., San Francisco Chronicle, Houston Chronicle, militarizing police, CIA over every major city. They now admit fusion FEMA command bunkers have been built in every city. 1 in 10 college graduates now Homeland Security. Basically a rising of black uniform. I'm not using this analogy because you're German, but they act like Gestapo everywhere. I mean, they're really taking over. Face scanning cameras, warrantless checkpoints. They're hiring mercenaries. I mean, I see them trying to turn us into an armed camp. Instead of giving up, I think they may just stage some huge event and then attack the world.
Yeah, it might happen. I don't know. I'm desperate as you, because I would like to have my old ideal of an open, kindly American America, which is competing with the whole world, leading the world. With its wise background, but at the moment I don't see these kind of people. They are at the moment not running the country, and you have, I think, 10 times as much people already in prisons as we Europeans or any European state has. I think Halliburton and others are building kind of concentration camps. If the situation is coming, and this, you know, this was one of the main point in Germany. Within a night, about 30,000 people went immediately into prison, and these were the people which were judged by the Nazi people able to lead the opposition against Hitler in the last moment, to organize strikes and so on and so on. And if this is happening, then a takeover is absolutely possible. I don't know. I hope you are not following this way. And
Sir, they arrest you almost everywhere. If you try to hold a sign up, they come and beat you and taser you. They wear black masks. There's helicopters over our houses every night. They're brainwashing the children. I mean, you ought to see it here. It is really scary, and as you said, both parties are involved. They're building prisons everywhere. They're now saying I should be arrested. They're now saying on national TV that anyone who criticizes the war should be put in prison. They are gaslighting or preparing the ground. Is that the right word? They are out there getting everyone ready. Now I don't think they're as popular as Hitler. I don't think they're going to get away with it, and I think if they do try to have a big roundup or purge or Kristallnacht or whatever, I think they're going to get their asses blown off. But at the same time, I just think they're so arrogant. I think they're going to do it, von Bülow. I think that they flew planes into buildings. I mean, these are some reckless people.
Yeah, but, I can give a judgment on this. I follow your discussions, and your opinions and your anxiousness, and I participate in it, but I finally can judge the situation as you can. But, in Germany, this kind of technique went along with a huge, 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 totally desperation of the German population. They didn't know where to go and what to do.
Yeah, the economy. Same thing here.
The economy, it was an inflation because of the French French occupation of the Ruhr. This was in 23, where all the people with a lot of savings lost all their savings, and then came the big depression, and then they didn't know where to go, and they finally they went into the arms of the Nazis, and only not even 50%, it was 44% in the last election, but it was enough. And then the police came, and the police was organized in a way that the SA took over the police post, and so on and so on. So this is a technique which is very, very dangerous.
Well, they're now federalizing.
I can't say that's the same situation. It would be totally wrong as a German to do this, but you have to fight.
But you do see the danger.
I see the danger, yeah.
Well, I agree. I'm not looking for a fight, but there's a lot of people, and we're not going to put up with it. But we're going to let them, like at Lexington and Concord, when this country started, we're going to let them start it first, Mr. Von Bulow.
I didn't understand this last sentence.
Well, the Revolutionary War started here when they came for the guns and when they started the fight. So I'm saying we're going to let them start the fight.
Yeah.
But then we're going to finish it.
Okay. Yeah. I hope so.
Well, we're not looking for a fight, but if they start it, believe me, the people are ready, and
these people are very strong. They have the whole infrastructure of the finances, and you know, if not some very, very capable people in industry and other big organizations are taking over and the lead, and they say, well, we don't want to be in this environment. I don't see it. I'm not very hopeful.
Well, there is a lot of people speaking out in the power structure, but I agree with you. Mr. Von Bulow, there's so many other facets I want to get into. Investigations, bringing those that did this to justice, do you think that will ever happen? Well, you know, we now hear about a United Nations body calling for an investigation of 9/11. I mean, certainly we can be positive in saying that a lot of people do now understand the false flag, self-inflicted wound tactics used by governments. I mean, is that a positive in and of itself?
Sure, it is positive in itself. But finally, I think you should appeal on every citizen of the United States to look independently in the whole affair and see what is wrong and how, for example, the so-called independent commission was handled and so on and so. It was you know, if you have a kind a situation like after or during 9/11. It is a total failure of the state structure. Bush could have easily said, I inherited the structure from Clinton. I'm a Republican. He is a Democrat. Now we are clearing the whole situation. We tell you what went wrong. Instead of this, they are hiding behind secrecy and hiding away the tapes and so on and so on. For example, the Federal Aviation Agencies, these people during the break in the midday, they sat down and said, well, this horrible thing, what went wrong? What was wrong on this day? And they put it on tape. And immediately the superior came, took the tape away and destroyed it in a way which you can't repair. So why is a government behaving like that? It's so extremely strange.
We're talking to former Minister of Defense, Technology, you name it, Andres von Bulow. Sir, there's so many things I want to ask you, but I also want to give you time to talk about whatever you think is most important. But we know the official story is a lie. We know they're covering up. We know they had a motive. We know that they were involved. But specifically, looking at the picture now, almost 7 years later, what do you think? I mean, they really did on 9/11. What do you think really happened there, and who do you think was involved? What agencies, what governments?
I don't know. I don't know. And I think one makes huge mistakes if you are blaming this and this and this agency. I think it was a very small group of people which knew the structure. They knew what to do. I think that the exercises, these five exercises, disturb the whole picture, and I think the exercises were not cut down. Normally, you would, if this kind of things are happening, you are canceling all the exercises, say, now it's the real world, we have to tackle this problem and show what we have learned and what we can do. But these exercises went on. And so for example, the people on the Federal Aviation Agency said, well, is this real or is this exercise? They didn't know what happened. This is extremely strange, and the behavior of the state after 9/11, no normal state would behave like the Bush administration.
Do you think it's hurt them that we have exposed that it was an inside job, that
sure.
myth?
Sure, they are fighting, but you know that if you have the TV and all these mainstream people going along with the government out of reasons I don't know, then they can say, well, we don't need to have more than 50% believing us, and the rest of these intellectuals can go to hell. They hope to handle the public opinion as they did the last year.
But they're not. And stay there. Final segment with Andres von Bülow. On the other side, his book is the CIA September 11th.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Okay, Andres von Bülow is going to be with us into the second part of this interview, into the fourth hour. He agreed to come on in the fourth hour, then misunderstood. He thought he was going to break, so he hung up. We're getting him back on. But he's going to be with us into the fourth hour. And we're going to be taking your calls for Andres von Bülow in the fourth hour. And I'm going to go ahead and give you that phone number so you can call in here in just one moment. First off, Aloe's Body Cleanse, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by the wonderful folks at New Vitality. If you want to see their whole lineup of fabulous products, go to Infowars.com. They are a mainline, old, respected vitamin and mineral supplement company. Just amazing folks at New Vitality. Their toll-free number to get Aloe's Colon and Body Cleanse is 1-800-569-4056. Aloe Vera is just absolutely amazing at cleaning out your body and detoxifying the body. 1-800-569-4056, 1-800-569-4056. Now, we're going to end this hour with Andres von Bülow, and we're going to have about a five-minute break so he can take a break before we start the next hour. He's all with us now, and you'll be able to continue listening on your radio out there on the Internet or AM or FMs, but you'll also be able to watch video of me in studio with news articles and documents if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member in the fourth hour. But if you're listening on the Internet, you'll want to switch streams and go over to Infowars.com. Starting next Monday, the fourth hour will be on the Genesis Network as well, not just our network. Okay, we're about to break for a few minutes. Andres von Bülow, Mr. Bülow, so you have time to take a little break, and you'll be back with us to take calls because you wanted to talk about the economy and also where you think the dollar's going and some other key issues. But before we end this hour, you've also written about criminal cultures in intelligence agencies. Maybe we'll have some time to get into that, sir.
Oh, yeah.
When did you first start discovering how much criminality was in government intelligence agencies?
Well, there is not criminality general. There is no criminality within the intelligence agencies, but the organized criminality is a wonderful weapon for secret services. Organized criminality is always opposed or normally opposed against the state government. So they have an enemy of your enemy. This organized crime people, they know exactly where the weak points of your enemy are. You can break in. You can make deals with them. You can use them for drug transports. You can privilege them in order to bring drug money or drugs in areas where you again can use it as payment for things which criminality does for you. So if you think about it, it's a wonderful weapon. It's always used. And for example, if you are trying to bring within Turkey the Kurds against the central government. Normally, in the minority and majority in multi-ethnic areas come along quite well with each other, sometimes over centuries.
Mr. von Bülow, stay with us. We're going to break. You've got a three-minute break, and then we'll be right back with you as we start the fourth hour. Okay, sir? Thank you so much. Okay, we'll be back with Mr. von Bülow. We really appreciate him spending this much time with us. The fourth hour, the new fourth hour, starts in about 70 seconds. We'll have a video intro for everybody watching on the web at PrisonPlanet.tv. If you don't have a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, it adds a whole other dimension to this transmission. So be sure to get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership today. It's 15 cents a day. All right, we'll be right back with the former Minister of Defense, Andres von Bülow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved